Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. Wayne County is about 60 miles south of Savannah in eastern Georgia. And at first glance, Wayne County doesn't seem like the kind of place that would harbor a wave of environmental activism. The county is heavily Republican, very conservative, and not really the place where people lash out against, say, coal-fired power plants. But the area is also filled with rivers and wetlands. So when a local newspaper found out about a big company's plan to dump toxic coal ash into a town landfill, the paper and the people fought back. Dink Neesmith is the chairman of the board and the owner of the Press Sentinel in Jessup, Georgia, the local paper that spearheaded the story. And also here, Georgina Gustin. She's a reporter for Inside Climate News who covered the efforts in Wayne County. Dink explains how the paper found out about the story.
A friend of our reporter, Derby Waters, stopped by. Neil Herring, who is with the Sierra Club, noticed a legal ad about a rail spur application under a name none of us recognized. He stopped by and mentioned it to Derby Waters. We jumped on it and found out Central Virginia Properties, LLC, is a subsidiary of Republic Services, which owns a large private landfill in Wayne County. And that's what got us started 9 days into the 30-day public comment period of the Corps of Engineers.
And it turns out Republic Services was who?
Republic Services is the second largest waste hauler in the country. And if you dig a little deeper, you find out that Bill Gates has a 30% investment in Republic Services. So Republic Services' largest shareholder is the world's richest man.
And so your reporters got to work on this, Dink, and it turns out the whole point of that rail spur out to the landfill was so that Republic Services could haul tons and tons of coal ash to dump it there in town, right?
Based upon their application to the Corps of Engineers, they were talking about 100 rail cars per day or 10,000 tons per day of toxic coal ash to be dumped into their private landfill in our community.
What were people in town saying when they found out about this?
In my 68 years, I've never seen my hometown as upset. It's been a real grassroots rebellion to see what we can do. But so many people in the beginning, included so many politicians and elected officials, said, there's nothing you can do. They have a contract. And I said, well, hold on. Let's see about that.
Georgina Gustin, Dink says that folks said, well, they have a contract. There's nothing you can do. Why couldn't people in town just turn to the county or the state regulators and say, hey, you know, this is pollution, put a stop to it?
Well, this is entirely legal. Under EPA rules, coal ash can be disposed of in a landfill. So because of some contracts that the county had signed with Republic Services and because of the EPA rules around coal ash, there was really no way to stop them. Until this community just really raised a lot of concern and started digging in and finding out what exactly coal ash could do and how it would impact the environment and public health in Wayne County.
Well, what can coal ash do that's such a problem?
Well, that's the kind of irony of this. The EPA says that anybody living near a coal ash disposal area has 2,000 times the cancer risk that the agency deems acceptable. And yet, the agency doesn't consider it a hazardous material and made a ruling to that effect and published it in 2015. So the agency doesn't consider it hazardous, which means that the highest, strictest standards for disposal don't apply to coal ash.
So, Dink Neesmith, knowing all this, I take it a lot of the folks who read your paper in Wayne County weren't interested in being the test case for this loophole in coal ash dumping rules. What did you do with your paper when you realized this was going to be a war?
We went to war. Information is a powerful tool, and we gathered all the information we could. And we said right away that this is a situation where we don't want to be the albino lab rat to find out how much coal ash, toxic coal ash, can you dump in one place, especially on top of our sensitive wetlands, which drain to the Atlantic Ocean just 40 miles away. So we published three special ad-free editions of our newspapers. We published more than 75 stories. I personally wrote 62 columns on this subject, And we commissioned a freelance cartoonist to do more than 70 cartoons about this one issue. And we contacted Republic, we contacted Bill Gates, we contacted the 39th President of the United States, Jimmy Carter. We spun our old school Rolodex to see who can we talk to about this. And the grassroots rebellion rose up, and we were able to slow this process down.
So, Dink, what was the tipping point here? You got your reporters on this. You hired cartoonists. You devoted your paper to stopping this dumping, and it sounds like you devoted your own column inches to it, too, writing over 60 columns yourself. When did you realize that things were tipping in your direction here?
When the Corps of Engineers extended the public comment period twice and gave us 90 days to build steam, I just felt that there's no right way to do a wrong thing. It was very wrong what Republic was attempting to do. And so I threw my heart into the fight first, and then my wallet followed. We raced to find a team of environmental attorneys that could help us, who could work with the Corps. And so within the first 5 days of knowing about this, we had a legal team on our side. And the longer it stretched out, the better the odds became.
Georgina, how many communities across the country are there where coal ash is going in, maybe to a similar landfill, but they don't have a press sentinel and they don't have a Dink Neesmith to sound the alarm?
Well, that's the big concern. Wayne County was saved by this crusade, by this shoe leather reporting, and this huge effort by this community. And the fact is, we don't know how many communities coal ash is being dumped in, because until 2015, it wasn't regulated. So essentially, we have no idea. And already in Wayne County, there's been 800,000 tons dumped at the Broadhurst Environmental Landfill. That came from a utility in Jacksonville, Florida. So That's an unanswerable question. Hundreds of millions of pounds, potentially.
A plan to dump thousands of tons of coal ash into Wayne County in southeastern Georgia stopped by citizens and by the Press Sentinel newspaper. Dink Neesmith is chairman of the board and the owner of that paper in Jessup, Georgia. Also, Georgina Gustin, reporter for Inside Climate News. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.